When you write a story, you can just write what happened. But if you do that, your story isn't exactly going to blow anyone away. So, how can you make your story more interesting? That's easy. Use literary devices. With these, you can capture your reader's imagination, add information, excitement, and energy to your story. While hundreds of literary devices exist, let's just focus on five you can employ to improve your next story. Number one, allusion. This is when you reference things, events, or people, either directly or indirectly, from outside the world of your story. For example, if you say, "My friend is a real Scrooge," this references the character from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The downside to doing this is that your meaning can be lost if people don't get the reference. Number two, foreshadowing. This is the technique of building suspense by giving the reader subtle hints about what is going to happen later in the story. Number three, allegory. This technique is a little more advanced. This is when a story is used to represent a general message about real-life issues. By viewing the issue as a story, it allows the reader to better understand sometimes difficult or controversial topics. The most famous example would probably be Animal Farm, which is a novella by George Orwell, wherein animals on a farm practice their own form of communism. Number four, euphemism. When something harsh or unpleasant happens, it is popular to use a more mild expression to describe what happened. This is a euphemism. For example, if someone wants to go to the bathroom, they might say, "I need to powder my nose." And last but not least, hyperbole. This is when we exaggerate for emphasis or comedic effect. The meaning is not to be taken literally. For example, if you have many things to do today, you could say, "I have a million things to do today." Try to include some of these in your next story.